Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning my guest is Michelle Finn, the Vice President of the Boutique Design Group with Emerald Expositions. Michelle, how you doing?
Fine, thanks, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. So you're the head of the BDNY show. We're just 2 weeks away. I wanted to talk to you and let my audience know what was going on. A lot of people are all excited to meet up in New York. This thing happens on the Sunday and Monday of November the 10th and 11th at the Javits Center. We look forward to it.
Well, thank you. We're pretty excited, too.
All right. So it's been a year since right before this show. Last year, Emerald Expositions bought this show. They're also the ones that put on the HD show in Vegas. So things are going pretty well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going great. We are currently working on differentiating the two brands.
Uh-huh.
They sort of have two distinct personalities, HD Expo and Boutique Design New York.
Yeah. Well, let me just tell you, the B word in yours, boutique, is a key word. It's one of the reasons I love going to your show, because I can see it in a day. You know, you did a great job early on of limiting the size of the booths.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have these design spaces, which allows collaboration. And so several people that, you know, can kind of get together and build out a bigger space that turns into a hospitality space, right?
Absolutely. And we're excited about the design spaces this year. We'll have five, and actually one of them is a bistro, a cafe.
All right.
And it will be the only area on the trade fair floor that serves food and beverage. And it's designed by ELA Group.
Okay. Well, we just did an article in Floor Focus about the hospitality business. We do that every year and take it to your shows, and you know, learned a lot about how the business is doing. It continues to be actually a pretty strong business, doesn't it?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. I think most people are cautiously optimistic, and the expectations is that we'll see a downturn in the next, you know, couple years.
Yeah.
But probably not as bad as the previous one.
Right. And it really hadn't happened yet.
No, it has not. Seeing a little bit of slowdown, but really not much.
Okay, another thing to point out other than the design space is you also have the Gold Key Awards. Tell us about that.
The Gold Key Awards are for hospitality design excellence, mm-hmm. and we select the via a juried committee the best projects of the year,
mm-hmm.
best hotel projects, best suites. We have about 25 categories.
Yeah. So when you come to the show, and it's right behind the registration desk, is a photo collage of all the entries, right?
Yes, they yes, they should be there this year, too.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope so.
Thanks for noticing.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the things I like to point out about this show, let me just tell you, too, if you haven't been to this show, it's the right way to do a trade show. You don't have these monster booths. It's not all about product, while there is some product there. It's about building relationships. And the reason it's a great show, other than the fact it's in New York City, which is always a fun place to be, it's kind of the epicenter of the hotel business. And you have the core brands, you know, I'm talking about, you know, the Marriott's and Hilton's and Star Wars and all, they're there. You have the suppliers, obviously they're there. You have the A&D community there, the designers that are, you know, helping make all these spaces wow spaces. And then you also have the procurement people there. So you have all the important people there, right?
Well, yes, we do. Thanks for saying. So everybody's going to have to come.
Anything else that you want to call out that's maybe new or something not to miss this year?
Well, the BD Bistro is new. And, you know, for us, it's been all about engaging attendees with exhibitors and suppliers and keeping people on the trade fair floor, more importantly, keeping them excited on the trade fair floor.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time we have a food and beverage outlet that's a little bit further back, but it's a really cool area, and part of it is a food truck.
That's kind of hard to pull off. I know enough about trade shows to know that, you know, a lot of the companies that offer food around the edge of the thing, they don't really want you to have food in the middle of the show as well. So I don't know how you did that, but congratulations on pulling that off.
Well, thank you very much. I'm blushing.
Okay. Well, Michelle, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I know it's going to be a great show. Again, been talking to Michelle Finn, the head of the BDNY show, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloridaDaily.net.